Hello?
Yes, my name is Winston with XPO. Who am I speaking with?
This is Tony.
Tony. Yes. You went to a customer's home 3 hours early?
No.
Yes, it clearly states that on the order, on the
Nope.
notes.
No, the sir, this is the owner of TCM Logistics. He was given a phone call last night.
No,
His
no, no,
window
no. His
was not.
window is 12 to 2.
Yeah, but they changed it and made it 9 to 11.
No, 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 no. They can't. How did they change it? When? Where? What?
Hang on a minute, okay? Me put you on hold for a minute.
Sir, can I speak to your supervisor?
Yeah, this is me, the owner of the company. Can you hold on a
Yes.
minute, please?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hold. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so they tried to change the P to AM so we can run the route with what little trucks we have, but anyhow, he was given
He
a number last night to call XPO or Best Buy to say he couldn't make that time and there was no.
said he was in a meeting and he had already agreed to 12 to 2, and no one had a right to change that without confirming with him at least.
Was there email sent yesterday afternoon so they could confirm it?
They, if the customer doesn't answer, they leave a voicemail and they are left a phone number to call back if there's a problem.
No, I'm looking at the order as I'm talking to you. It does not.
Yeah, what we do is we send it to XPO, the reps, and then the reps reach out to the homeowner to have them call back the day before.
So did nobody get a confirmation that he wasn't gonna be there because he was clearly at a meeting at his job, and then they take it upon themselves to go out there 3 hours earlier, and then he is the one that's penalized for not at home? How is
So,
that making sense?
why didn't the gentleman call back when he got home and say, "Hey, I'm not going to be able to make that"?
He just did just now.
Well, we tried to call him this morning, and he was cussing out the rep, so he was trying to get something worked out with him, and
He was clearly in an important meeting at work, just like they were at work. But you wanted him to stop what he was doing because y'all were wanting to be early? Is that what you're stating?
No, sir. We made his window time 9 to 11 to accommodate the route.
So what about accommodating him? He was already set for a noon schedule, and that's why he accommodated y'all when you gave him his time and confirmed with you. So he arranged the rest of his day for it to go the way it was going. Then you took it upon yourself to change
We
it.
didn't confirm an afternoon time 2 hour time frame for him. I don't know
Oh,
where he
here
got
we
2 hour time
go.
frame from. What do you mean, here we go? What's your name?
I'm looking at the order.
What's your name? Don't
Winston, I
tell me
said
here
that.
we go. Don't tell me here we go.
Excuse you?
Don't cop no attitude with me and tell me here we go and stuff, okay? I'm trying to work this out.
Listen, I'm reading the notes on the order, and
Yeah,
it clearly.
XPO tried to call this guy 24 hours in advance to see if he could take a morning time frame. He never returned a call. So when they don't return a call, we leave it with
Oh.
a new time frame.
Okay, so no confirmation or anything.
Sir, we used to run six trucks. We only have three trucks. We're trying to do the best we can to get the stuff out and trying to accommodate customers and try to get everything so we're not running back and forth and then we have to get customers canceled. Unless you got a solution where you can hire more people, let me know.
Well, unfortunately, that's not my area of expertise. All I do is understand why. I don't understand why he
was called yesterday and left a message to return a call if he could not make the new time frame. He never called back yesterday or called back when he got home from work, if that's where he was at, and say, hey, I can't do that.
So he is penalized for y'all.
And we send these out to XPO and the supervisor of XPO, which is India Locke.
Yes, sir. So basically, he is penalized for decisions that he had no control over, basically.
No, he's not penalized, sir.
The not at home clearly states that he was penalized.
It was a communication, and he did not respond when he either during the day or when he got home to respond to his messages.
This is amazing.
It's amazing. I'll tell you what. What do you want to do, sir? Because I'm not going to sit here and take your crap from you anymore. We're trying to do the best we can, okay?
I'm just notating the order. Because,
Well, you can go uh-uh all you want because we're getting I'm getting a hold of India Locke now on it, okay?
Yes, sir.
And your name's Winston?
Yes, with XPO.
What's your last? With XPO. Yeah, when customers are notified, they're given a number to call back to say, hey, can you make this new time frame or not? And usually when they don't respond, then we leave the new time frame go, and most homeowners, about 98% of the time, are fine with it.
Okay. But he's clearly stated, he's one of the customers, he's like, why is he, like, he didn't arrange none of this. He wasn't, like, he had an important meeting to attend. He was trying to make sure he can take care of his job. And your guys are trying to do their job, so we're left in the middle.
Okay, but he did not get a phone call yesterday and get a recorded message to call back if he can't make the new time frame.
Let me read some more notes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was given a phone call because the email was sent out to make the calls to these, because the XPO reps will call us in the mornings and say, hey, let's reach out to the customers.
Yes, sir, we will. I do understand the process, and I do see one of my coworkers did leave a message.
And I apologize that he wasn't able to take it this morning, okay? I get it.
All right, I'll go ahead.
But that doesn't give him a right to cuss out the text and cuss him out on the phone.
True statement. You're absolutely right about that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and reach back out to the customer and let him know that he's already rescheduled. And he's just going to have to take what he gets, okay?
Well, not take what he gets. Let me know what he can do, and we'll try to accommodate.
It's okay, sir. Everybody did their job. You're absolutely right about that part. Everybody did what they were supposed to do.
See if you get a hold of the customer and see. Hang on just a second. I'm going to see if we can get him done this Friday or Saturday. Hang on a minute.
Oh, I got a better idea. Hello? Yo, I need a cigarette, bro.
All right, go ahead and get a hold of the customer and tell him we'll accommodate. Apologize about today. We can either try to do, let's do Saturday afternoon and see if that works for him. And if that doesn't work, then call me back and we'll try to see what we can do here, okay?
I have him on the line right now.
Yeah, all right. Put me on hold and see if he can accommodate Saturday afternoon.
He hears you.
Yeah, I'm here. So which Saturday afternoon are you talking about?
Say what?
He's right there.
Saturday afternoon we're talking.
The customer. Does he go? There you go, right there.
I can hardly hear him. Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, this is Danny. This is the customer. So, which Saturday afternoon we are talking about? The date, please.
I think he means this coming Saturday, sir.
26. 26.
The 26th.
Okay. It's over a month now, right?
No, he's talking about this Saturday, February 26th, sir.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Please go ahead. Thank you.
All right.
All right, so go ahead and
you want me to get him rescheduled?
We'll fix it. Put him on for Saturday. He'll get the call Friday night with a 2-hour window. Apologize about today. And make sure it's not in canceled status. If it's in canceled status, then the ticket's going to have to be rewrote.
Yeah, it's going to be. It is in canceled status. It's going to have to go through Best Buy.
Yeah, so go get a hold of DOD, and they can probably
get him rescheduled.
getting rescheduled for Saturday and get a new ticket number and then assign it to TCM and then email us back, okay?
Yes, sir.
And then we'll get him taken care of.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and call the DOD.
All right. Thank you.
No problem, fellas. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.